Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
I'm here. Good morning.
Head of production and co-host Seth Habhacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. We got plenty of great show to get to. Let's kick it off the way we like to with our good friend Brittany Merlot talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt. How are you over there?
Good morning.
It's a bit of a foggy one over here.
Make sure you get out your wellies.
There you go. Get them out. Bloody crazy out there. Be careful.
Right accent.
Brittany, stop me from doing my horrible English accent. How is the weather? How is Mother Nature looking today?
This big old cloud just sitting on the ground all throughout the day today. Dense fog advisory, obviously, still in effect. Marshfield, Wetoma, and Stevens Point barely can see out. Their visibility about a mile or less. So you guys aren't too bad in Wisconsin Rapids at the moment, but just to the north and the east of you, whew, we can barely see. Yeah, it's dreary. It's gloomy. That snow is melting away. You can just, you know, this light drizzle still continuing. That's going to be the case today with some scattered showers pushing in on and off throughout the morning hours. Then we're going to have some widespread rain becoming more steady, probably after 4 o'clock. Then, as the sun goes down and the darkness really sets in, the rain starts to ramp up into the evening hours and overnight, where we are looking at about a half an inch of rain expected by the time we wake up tomorrow morning. So the snow will probably be gone, a muddy mess out there. And, of course, temperatures rising nice and warm to the low 40s.
Wow. Amazing.
Quite a combination. Be careful out there, everybody. Headlights are mandatory.
Please.
Okay? They are mandatory.
Yeah, turn them on.
Please turn them on. Please be, you know, looking out for each other out there. And I wouldn't hit the roads unless you don't have to.
Not a bad idea.
Especially the way it's sounding tomorrow morning and everything. We appreciate you, Brittany. You be safe out there, too, and we'll meet you back here Monday.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
You too, Brittany.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joins us every morning right in this time slot. We appreciate her doing that and keeping us up to date on things.
I forgot it was Friday. I thought it was Thursday.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you, man. I did that the other day. Yeah. This is a weird week, these last couple of weeks of the year. Yeah. We are going to get into some weird and fun stuff coming up because that's what we do around here. We've got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. We're also going to get into walking like a penguin can help you on the ice.
Yes, it can.
They have. See, they're so smart, those penguins, man.
Yeah.
They got
it's
it
almost
all,
like they grew up on ice.
You know, they got it figured out. Yeah.
Penguins got life figured out. They really do. They really do. We are also going to get into a couple of other fun ones. I wanted to talk about not only Boxing Day, but how other countries celebrate Christmas.
Okay. That's
fun. We wrap up Christmas for another year. Got that coming up for us a little bit later. We will also have our star of the day from our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Yeah.
More on that during this segment. So we'll get into more on that and during the segment there a little bit later. Kick off the 9 o'clock hour with some entertainment news. Christopher Nolan's next film is incredibly ambitious. We are going to talk a little bit about that.
Is he finally figured? Well, I mean, he keeps getting bigger and bigger. I mean, what can he do? Yeah. He's got to pick the biggest of the big.
Yeah. There's a foundation that Les Paul has started up that I wanted to touch on as well that is really cool and has local ties all over it.
Wow.
And reminding everybody what is new in theaters as far as over the weekend, over the holiday here, you have different days for releases of movies. So we're going to rewind on that and get into some of those things.
All right.
Now, we've talked about a couple of interesting ones here over the past year. I wanted to rewind and get into some of those over the next couple of weeks. One of the ones that we missed that I think would be interesting, what can't you wrap your head around no matter how many times it's explained to you? I think that'll be an interesting one.
Fun.
And everybody out there, go ahead and start thinking of your list and be sure to call in. I would say folding sheets is one of my things. folding sheets. I'm not bad at folding.
Demonstrations, yeah.
Not bad at folding, but man, folding sheets, just don't even bother. Don't just give up. Move on. Just cram them in wherever you're putting them.
He's killer at folding towels.
Yes, actually, yeah. I'm really good.
Everything
and it's
else.
Not, it's not all sheets you have problems with, I'm guessing. Just the fitted sheet?
Pretty much. No, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
For me, which I also have a problem with, James, I'm on the same board. I'm on board with you on that. But also the bigger one, you know, like the top sheet, also I have trouble because it's so big. You know, if it's like a queen size or something, you know, I still have issues with it.
You get the extra folds in that one.
I don't have problems folding either of those things. What I don't understand are the people who iron sheets.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I've heard
that. But it's a thing. They do. I know. I don't get it.
But right now we kick off we are going to start here. I'm sorry. Oh. And I know that this is a Friday. It's been a holiday week. We just want to get to the weekend and everything, but we do have to tackle certain topics, I think. And why not get it out of the way early? Why not, you know, in our early 2 hours here, why not touch on it early? And
pull the Band-Aid off, you know.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about a big one right here about, is it cool to take your shoes off at work?
Depends on the person.
Boy, this is an interesting conversation.
Journalistic integrity. I do have my shoes off right now.
He does. He's on his stockinged feet.
Yes.
Yes.
They are not holy shoes, socks, and I think that is noteworthy.
Complete socks.
There is a debate on social media about whether it is cool to take your shoes off and walk around in socks at the office or at your job. Nobody's doing this in factories, by the way.
No, they want to keep their toes.
Yeah, exactly.
Some people say they've noticed it happening more since the pandemic as part of several ways people are still acting like they're at home. Naturally, most of the comments were from people who were against it because nobody leaves it's rare for people to leave comments on good things. I actually have tried to make an effort to do that more over the last couple of years just because it doesn't seem like anybody does enough.
Yeah.
And when I do get good service or whatever, I try to do that. They're just not seeing enough of it. But some people wondered what the big deal is. One person said, I change my socks daily and get them washed. I am clean. I don't smell. What's the problem? Another person said,
wow,
I don't give a darn what people do or don't wear on their feet. The issue is whether or not they feel they smell. That's the problem for them.
Right.
I would add on to that, not only that, but are they working? Like, I mean, that you know, are they actually doing their job?
Because feet up on the desk with the socks hanging out. Yeah, then that's a little, you know, what are you doing?
Yeah,
that's inappropriate.
I'm more concerned with their work output and everything than I am, you know, what's on their feet.
To be fair, that's also inappropriate with your shoes on.
Yeah, that's true. Very right. Yeah.
Some people added some nuance, like it's okay if you're at your desk and there's no stench, but not walking around. Or it's okay for women to have to wear high heels, but not for men. But it depends on your profession. I don't understand.
That question came out of left
field. That went way left field. And I don't understand it.
Well, I don't know. I would maybe say that if women are wearing high heels and they take their shoes off, they have a lot better reason to.
I think that's what they were saying. Flats. That's what they were saying.
Gotcha.
There. That's got to be what they were saying there.
That's very worded weirdly. But anyway,
very poorly worded. But
the sentiment
happens.
Is understood, however.
There you go.
This is
because high heels hurt most people.
Mm-hmm.
This is coming from Reddit, which I have nothing against, but a lot of it is done
unedited.
Yeah. And the New York Post, which is the New York Post. Which you should never take anything they do with too much of a...
Just be very careful.
The heaviest grain of salt you have, you should take with everything the New York Post reports. It's been that way since we were kids. It has not changed.
Except for the baseball writers. Salt. The baseball writers are good.
Yeah, they have good sports,
they have good sports on the Post. That's about it, though.
So, and the final take is, as far as this, socks could be fine as long as they are, as long as it is okay with the majority of people at your office.
Okay.
And certainly that they are clean. And the overwhelming thing is no smell.
People are really worried about that. Yeah.
Well, I understand. It's just common courtesy.
It is. It's true.
It's like, don't microwave fish at work. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
It's rude.
As a side note, is this what TLC meant by no scrubs? Is this, I'm asking for a friend.
That's
funny. We got to take a call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Okay, I had to call in. I wanted to be there, but I'm not there yet. Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, as far as not wearing shoes at work, I do not wear shoes at work. I have a pair of slippers that I have hilariously renamed as my work shoes. That's what I wear at work.
This is very true. This is exactly what she does. Yes.
It's also fair.
It is exactly what I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, hear me out. So the Crocs that I normally wear are too big to fit inside of that little tiny shelf at the bottom underneath the WIRI studio computer. But my work shoes fit.
Perfect.
See? And nobody has ever had an issue. Nobody's ever said anything about this. And actually, Laura, I would say that you're kind of consistent from what I've experienced, because this is the only profession I've ever worked where I've seen this a lot. I've seen a lot of people in radio. It comes back. I saw it a lot more back in the day when you were doing 8-9 hour shifts, and guys would just sit there at their behind the booth, and they weren't leaving the studio. So why not just get comfortable and everything? Mm-hmm. Another thing that happens in these, and this is part of the reason why my shoes come off from time to time, it gets hot in these studios.
Oh, does it?
It gets really, really. And even in the office here, it can get warm sometimes and everything. So I think that's never a bad idea. Now, I will say, if we have one of our representatives coming in or something like that, I tend to put the shoes on. I tend to do that and everything.
That's fair.
But I also think that
I have had whole conversations with the mayor with my work shoes on.
What I was just going to say is, I think that one of the things that we do here at WFHR is real. And being ourselves and everything, and not putting on airs or anything like that, which I think makes our guests feel more comfortable, which makes them more better on air, which makes good content and good radio.
What Laura is getting at here,
do get a lot of compliments.
That's true. Well, I think what she's getting at, and what we can all take away, is that why don't you bring comfortable things for your feet then? Instead of just taking your shoes off, why don't you have slippers?
Yes.
That makes sense, right?
Well, and especially this time of year, if you're wearing snow boots in, or this, after this weekend, rubber boots
your
for
galoshes.
Mud,
it's
always better to have a pair of shoes to change into, because you don't want to muck around inside with your gross boots on.
I got a pair of Adidas I've been meaning to bring it.
In a radio.
Thank you for the call, Laura. We'll see you in a bit. Safe travels in here. Be safe getting in here with everything out there.
Watch out. Those roads are weird.
Yeah. I've got a pair of shoes I keep meaning to bring in just for that. Everything you guys are talking about there and everything. Look, as a side note, and this is me straight up talking to science. Just straight up, okay? Just excuse me for the minute. If I could have the floor for 5-10 seconds. Science, you have let us down with the no wet socks. I want a pair of socks that cannot get wet.
Ooh.
And I want them cotton, and I want them comfortable.
Wow.
And I want them soon. I want them soon. I am so tired.
You're asking a lot there, James.
High demands here.
This is science. We've been to the moon. We've been to the moon. Come on.
I'm going to take the side of science here for a minute and say, James, you're delusional.
No. It's not even January, and I've had wet socks almost every day. Almost every day.
You need better shoes, dude.
It's the slush.
Am I right?
You bring in the slush.
Seth, am I right?
I'm not getting involved in this.
Come on.
I do want to add one thing, though, is does science get tired of getting that whole been to the moon thing thrown in their face constantly? Come on. Bringing it up again. Come on, man.
Now, I have a real conundrum for y'all. I take my shoes off at work, but when I work from home, I wear shoes. I have house shoes that I wear because my feet get cold here in my house because I'm cheap, and I also work in radio, so I don't turn my thermostat up very high.
Oh, gosh.
And it's cold in my office, so But when I'm at work, I usually come in with snow boots, so I take them off.
I don't know why, but that makes such sense.
Tune in tomorrow for The Strange Mind of Melissa.
It's a new show.
I will not be here tomorrow. It's Saturday, Seth. I have it off. Dang it.
We got another new show we're going to throw at Melissa. We'll talk.
And she's gone.
We'll see if we can get her back when we come back for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on The Morning Show. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Buy local, support local, everybody.
It reminds me of Fab Four Fridays.
Yeah, yeah, it really does. Yeah. El Cafe waiting for you over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Get over there, check out some of the... It's they if you've never had their shrimp tacos or breakfast nachos, you got to get over there and try them.
Mm-hmm. Breakfast nachos. I mean, come on, it's breakfast nachos, man. Awesome.
I almost called them broken nachos. I just misread it for a second there. I was like, wow, that seems interesting. What, do they break up the nachos?
I was gonna, yeah, they get the chips at the bottom of the bag.
They squash the chips first for you.
They go ahead and read that wonderful menu over there and check out some great things. And if you can't make it over there today, or you know, during the morning or the afternoon here, check out them at night. They got a great fish fry going on tonight.
That's right.
Yes, open tonight until 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest fish fries I've had in a long time, I gotta say.
Wow.
Check out everything they have to offer over at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And, of course, get us your birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you, everybody. Mm-hmm. You can email us, info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. You can also call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
Looking forward to talking to you, everybody. Feel free to call up and join the conversation.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I'm really curious about this boneless Greek pork chop.
Yeah, that does sound interesting.
Sounds fascinating.
It does. It does.
And fascinating, the
it's how it's seasoned. It doesn't just cover it with feta cheese, which I'm intrigued by.
Mm. Cool.
Melissa, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. And Seth, I need a one through three.
Three.
All right. Gives us our qualifiers so we can get right into the celebrating. And we first off want to wish a very happy birthday today to Bob Durinsky.
Durzinski.
Oh, Bob Durzinski. Happy birthday,
yeah.
Bob.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Enjoy your day, Bob. Hope it's a good one for you.
Yep.
And we wish a very, very happy birthday to Dolores Ott, celebrating her birthday today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Linda's mom. Happy birthday,
yeah.
Dolores.
Yeah, happy birthday, Dolores.
Enjoy your day, Dolores. One of my favorite names, Dolores. A beautiful name.
Yeah.
It's a good one. And and you have an amazing daughter. You have an amazing daughter. We appreciate very much.
For sure.
Enjoy your day, Dolores.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a look at Saturday birthdays, we wish a happy birthday to Don Falkowski.
Ooh. Happy birthday, Don.
Happy birthday, Don.
Enjoy the day, Don. Hope it's a good one for you. We wish a very happy birthday to Ron Hett.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Happy birthday, Ron. Don and Ron. Yes, yeah, very Don good. Yeah.
Enjoy the day, Ron. And a happy 40th anniversary to our qualifiers, Pastor Carlton and Anna Anderson.
Oh, Carlton
happy
and
anniversary.
Anna. Yeah, 40 years. Excellent.
A big 4-0. Wow. That's a good one.
Good stuff.
Yeah, happy 40th, you two. Enjoy, and you're our qualifiers today.
Excellent.
And we get
congratulations.
We get to put the spotlight on just one soul on Sunday, and that is Carol Monaghy.
Happy birthday, Carol.
Happy birthday, Carol.
Or Carol Monge, M-O-N-G-E-E.
Oh,
I have not seen that Mongi? Last name before.
I don't know how to pronounce that, but
it's a great name.
Yeah, it is.
Carol, enjoy your day. We hope it's a good one for you. Yep. And you're our qualifier.
And you qualify too.
And keep on listening, everybody, because we're getting closer and closer to the end of the month where we're going to announce our winner at the beginning of next month, in the beginning of next year, for our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club winner of December.
December.
Up. Yeah. We take a look at some celebrity birthdays for today. Haley Williams is 35 today. Lead singer of Paramore.
Paramore, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how this happened. Maybe it was because it was her birthday or something, but in one of my algorithms on YouTube, I had a bunch of because I watch a lot of concerts and music stuff on there. Some music stuff always pops up. And for some reason, a Paramore concert popped up with, I think I know why, because I was watching some Talking Heads videos, which the old Talking Heads videos are great.
They are great.
them doing Burning Down the House.
Oh,
and ooh, nice.
I got to be honest. I've never seen anything of Paramore. I don't know the first thing about it. I know Haley Williams. His name, that's about it. I haven't heard her sing much or anything. Was awesome. She did great. She was out there. She gave it. She did she went all in. Like, it was a really nice rendition. It's not the original, but it was good. It was really good.
Yeah. I really enjoy the band Paramore, and I've watched a few videos about her talking about the evolution of the band and just how much the band changed her life in ways she, you know, wasn't necessarily looking for, and what a big family they've become. It's actually really cool.
That's really cool. Yeah. And they got good cred, man. They cover the Talking Heads.
That's
awesome. Yeah.
That's a deep cut. Yeah, covering them, and especially a band I wouldn't expect to. I was surprised. It was a good video. I think just one of the greatest actors in the game today, and one of the greater careers that is happening before our eyes, Timothée Chalamet is 28 today.
Wow.
He is...
All of 28.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, it's not fair. I'm not not jealous. You're jealous. No, it's for one thing, he's still very humble and very got his feet on the ground, and I hope that continues. He has had a number of things happen in his career early on that he has worked for and made happen that have just really propelled him to a different level, and the expectations have begun. Where, okay, is this the next Paul Newman? Is this the next one that's going to be one of the legends of
Robert
the game?
Redford or any one of those guys? Yeah.
He's done it. The only thing that's been missing so far in his early career is one of the things that happens for these actors like that that I just mentioned is winning an Academy Award early on in your career. Mm. And from what it's looking like more and more, I'm not saying he's going to win the Oscar for playing Bob Dylan, but I would be, of all the shocking things in the world, I've already written his name down on my SAG and my Oscars list of my 10 names. Names that I'm recommending for nomination. He was one of the first names I wrote down. Mm. It's an incredible performance, and he is somebody that is training and working to only get better at this. He's only getting better as an actor from Dune 2 that I just saw him in, and to this, it's night and day. Like he was great in Dune. He's great in those. Mm-hmm. If he keeps going at this pace and at this route, he could be one of the greatest to ever do this, and he could do it humbly. He could do it in a way that I don't think we've seen a lot of actors do, where going back to, I brought up Newman and Redford for a reason, because they were legends at their craft, incredibly good at their craft, and you never heard once them bragging about it or them needing a selfie on it or something like that. They didn't use their cred for other things. Now, Newman later in life did, as he was, you know, the salad dressings and some of those things, which all the money went to proceeds and causes.
Still
and
does. Still does. Mm-hmm.
Robert Redford felt the very same way about film, and that's why he did Sundance and stuff. I think that's the arc this guy is on.
That's so cool.
And he's very funny on SNL. He's very funny on SNL. If you can catch any sketches done on Saturday Night Live, it's hilarious. Nice. Also, John Amos is 84 today. West Wing, Roots. Great actor.
Oh, very good actor. I love John Amos. He's great.
Mike Jones, a Foreigner, is 79.
Yeah.
Let's see. Gerard Depardieu is 75.
Thanks for skipping that.
Jazz drummer T.S. Monk is 74. That's a good one right
there,
too.
Thelonious Monk's son.
Yeah,
and he's a very good drummer. Oh, my goodness.
He is. He is really good. And let's see here. That is about it for today. From what I'm seeing here.
No one's born on December 27th. What's up with that?
Not a lot of them, no. taking a quick look at Saturday celebrity birthdays for you. Just a handful of names. But one big one we got to make sure to mention. Dame Maggie Smith is 89 tomorrow.
Wow.
Her middle name is Natalie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool.
That's it. Just one of the greatest actors you'll ever see.
Yep.
If somebody wanted to tell me that they thought Dame Maggie Smith was the best actor they've ever seen, I'm not going to fight them on it. That's just incredible. Yep. You saw her in the Harry Potter movies and plenty of other things. Mm-hmm.
I just watched a little clip about with her and Judi Dench and another actress of their acclaim, and they're all just sitting around having like tea and talking, and they're all joking like, well, you know, I wanted this role, but of course they offered it to Judy first because Judy gets all the great roles.
Awesome.
It was hilarious.
Oh, I gotta look that up. Oh, that is so good.
It wasn't Helen Mirren, was it? Because that would be awesomeness plus if it were all three of them together.
I don't think it was Helen Mirren.
It's funny you said Helen Mirren, because Dame Maggie Smith and Helen Mirren are so alike to me in the way that they have, like, they've gotten this point in their career. They're doing things that they were probably not expected to do by a lot of the, and they're playing with house money, and they can you see them in interviews, you see the way that they treat people. They treat people good, but they also take themselves too seriously. Just wonderful stuff, human beings. I've said before, I think the greatest actor I've ever seen is Sidney Poitier. All around, everything else. My favorite actor of all time is Robin Williams. But if I'm looking at our generation and the greatest actor, I got to pick one name. That's the guy. That is the person. If it is a guy. Because I think Meryl Streep is right in the running of that.
She's got to be, yeah.
But if it isn't Meryl, it is Denzel Washington, who is 69 tomorrow.
All right.
There is not one scene you can pull up of Denzel Washington's career and say, well, he phoned that in. Oh, that wasn't done very well. Just master at his craft. And everything I was saying about Timothée Chalamet, Denzel was doing at a young age, too.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize enough, I think, of the grind and the hustle and what it takes to get to these positions, whether we're talking about sports or we're talking about any other job out there, and how many people are standing behind you waiting to take that job. Mm-hmm. The actors and the people in life that continue to work at their craft and get better at it, that don't sit on their laurels, those are the people that succeed. Those are the people that become legends. There's a difference of being great and being a legend. Mm. Denzel Washington is that.
Mm-hmm.
And just a fantastic actor. God.
Excellente.
One thing I got to say, though, hasn't gotten to do enough comedy. Very good laugh, wonderful yes. smile, very funny. Let the man do some more comedy.
Maybe the next couple of years he could throw some comedy in there. I'd love it. I think it'd be great.
At 69, still running around doing the Equalizer and everything. I mean, it might be a good idea. Like to keep the guy around a little longer too.
He's played a Roman now. Now you can, okay, Denzel, you've done it all. Now you can do some comedy.
Speaking of comedy, Seth Meyers is 50 today. Late night host, former SNL member and lead writer for SNL. Good career he's had.
Good name.
Joe Mantegello is 47 today.
Ooh, I like Joe.
Yeah, good actor.
The handsomest nerd you'll ever find, you'll ever see. He's like the nerdiest guy ever, but man, is he good looking.
There's a great TV, one of my favorite shows of the last handful of years on Apple. It's on Apple Plus called Mythic Quest. Rob McHenry and Charlie Day created it, the guys from Always Sunny. Mm-hmm. And Rob had a guest spot. It's all about video game programmers and coders and all that. And F. Murray Abraham is on it. And it's maybe the best work I've ever seen him do. And this is, I watched
Amadeus. Amazing actor, yeah.
Yeah. Joe had a guest spot on there, and he wrote his own lines basically because he talked about like D&D and some stuff like that and everything. And it just, you could tell these are lines he's wanted to say his whole life. Like it was a great little guest spot.
I love it. He's great.
He was also in True Blood.
That's right. I knew he was in something big.
And he's pretty. He was in Magic Mike.
Yes, he was. And he's also written some stuff, and too, he's very talented. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just to rewind for a second there, I want to thank you, Melissa. I thought Maggie Smith had passed away. She passed away
just recently.
Yeah, I thought it was so. Recent. Thank you, Mel. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. John Legend is 45 today, Saturday. Amazing singer. Amazing singer.
Yes. One might call him a legend. Sorry, that was too obvious.
One of us had to do it. And just a quick look at Sunday birthdays for you. Jude Law celebrating a birthday on Sunday.
Ooh. Having a nice little career resurgence right now.
Yeah, he really has. I've really enjoyed him on Skeleton Crew. I've enjoyed it. It's been fun.
I haven't gotten to that yet, but soon. He looks great
with a beard.
Yeah, he does.
He looks great in everything. Seriously, he's a good-looking guy.
51 for Jude Law, and Ted Danson is 76.
Oh, love Ted Danson.
Still working his tail off, man. Still working. You got a great new show that just got a bunch of praise on Netflix, I believe.
He picked the good projects, man. He's an excellent project picker. Yeah.
Really good one. Great career for him, mm-hmm. too. And let's see here. Patricia Clarkson is 64.
Ooh.
Good TV actor. Great actor. Mm-hmm. She's a good one. And I thought there was one more. Mekhi Phifer is 49. Great actor.
Okay.
Diego Luna is 44 on Sunday. That's the one I want to get.
Love Diego Luna.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Speaking of Star Wars, yeah.
Say Andor season 2 is coming out. Cannot wait.
He's awesome.
Wait. And of course, every one of you celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there, we wish you a great one. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Keep getting them to us, everybody.
Please do.
Big thank you to our friends at El Cafe. Go visit them today. They're over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great one from all of us here at WFHR. Stick around. Star of the Day with Culver's coming up. God, I love that song. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What we encourage you to do is get some Culver's in your life. Head on over to 8th Street. Say hi to the gang over there for them. So wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Thank them for a great year, years mm-hmm. of this.
Yes.
We really appreciate our friends over at Culver's. Do want to, as a side note, mention, we're working on some things behind the scenes with this segment
mm-hmm.
and with our friends at Culver's. So I am not sure if we will have one for you next Friday.
Okay.
So we will we'll wait and stay tuned. We'll let you know as soon as we know. We have something for you. So for right now, this could be our last callers at the star of the day for a little while. And we encourage you to get in on this one, everybody. Yeah. Get ready to call 715-424-2600. What Seth, Melissa, and I are about to do is play the theme to a very famous movie.
Okay.
And a very, I think you can make the argument, the most famous instrumental of all time, possibly.
Oh, wow, okay.
So I could not make this easier. Get ready to call 715-424-2600 and tell us what movie this is from.
Wow.
Nicely done, people.
That was fast.
Nicely done. Let's go ahead and take this call.
All right.
Good morning. What's your answer?
The Sting?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well done. Wow. Oh, I knew you guys wouldn't let me down. Oh, that's great.
That was impressive.
I was a little worried. I set the bar high. I was a little worried. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. What's your first name, sir?
Bill.
Bill. Thank you so much, Bill, for calling in. What town are you calling us from, Bill?
Up by Lake Wazicha.
Oh, all right. Very right cool. On. Very nice. Cool. Very cool. Bill, you knew that one instantly, huh?
Oh, yeah, that brought back memories, yeah.
it's to me, I think it's just incredible. It's just a beautiful song. Mm-hmm. It's so well done, and it just hits the note every time. I've never gotten tired of that song. I've never heard it and gotten tired of it.
And that movie is so good.
Oh,
such
God.
A great movie.
Oh, whoa.
It was one of my favorites, yeah.
I'm a
sucker for anything those two did together, and Newman and Redford. I was kind of teasing this a little bit earlier when I was bringing those guys up.
Oh, you sneaky guy, you.
But I do think that this is my, it's hard for me to say this, but this is my favorite of theirs. Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid are one of the greatest films you'll ever see. Mm-hmm. And it's probably better acting wise and everything. But this is right
it's
up my alley.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah,
so
it's
much
just
fun.
And you could tell that they went into this movie and we're going to have fun.
Yep.
We're going to enjoy this movie. We're going to enjoy it. Everybody's in on it. It's not just the wiping of the nose there and everything. they're doing that to the audience. Mm-hmm. I think the audience
is. It's a little
is
wink all, to the audience. Yeah.
The audience is also in on everything. Yep. It's a great movie. And it holds up, I believe. It still holds up. Bill, Bill, hang on the line for us. We're going to get a little information from you off air. You're our newest star of the day.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. And where did this one come from? What? That's an old reference there, James.
Yeah.
Why would you go to The Entertainer from 1902, a classic piano rig written by the great Scott Joplin?
Mm-hmm.
Because on this day, back in 1962, To Kill a Mockingbird came out, starring Gregory Peck and Harper Lee, classic, of course, on this day as well. What was the other note I wanted to make? Walt Disney's Sword in the Stone was released on this day 1963.
Oh, okay.
Such a good movie.
My sister and I's favorite movie to watch together. We love that
me
one.
To Bermuda.
That and the Robin Hood one. We like nicely done, brother. Nicely done.
When they turn into squirrels,
that's a fun part too. Yeah.
The witch fight is one of the greatest things in cartoon history.
Yes.
Easily. Jill and I used to act that out. It was so good.
Shock to nobody.
Yeah, right. But on this day in 1973, The Sting, directed by George Roy Hill, starring Paul Newman, Robert Redford. Music inspired by Scott Joplin premiered in Los Angeles and New York on this day in 1973. The Sting would go on to be one of the most celebrated movies that we've ever
won
seen.
Won Best Picture and got all the awards and everything. Yeah, it's a great movie.
I had to look up though because I was surprised that the winner for Best, Redford didn't win for Best Actor, and I was like, wait a minute, I thought he did.
Wow.
Look, the category he was up against, just real quick, Marlon Brando, The Last Tango in Paris, Jack Nicholson in The Last Detail, Al Pacino in Serpico, and the winner, Jack Lemmon in Save the Tiger.
Oh my gosh, the movie no one remembers.
Nobody remembers.
We all love Jack Lemmon, but
just incredible list. Incredible.
Yeah, that's
just
something.
Incredible. And an incredible song, and we got ourselves an incredible winner. Thank you, Bill. And again, everybody, be listening to the shows next week. We'll let you know what we'll be doing with this segment. A big shout out, big thank you to our Wisconsin Rapids callers. Worked with for over a decade. Appreciate the gang over there. Wherever you got a callers, you got a business that's put back into their community, everybody. We'll be back with more show coming up here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Play us out, boys. Welcome. Oh, I still got The Entertainer.
Softly they fall. There we go.
They go. Softly.
Cover the ground.
ground without a sound. Gentle, fall from the sky before your eyes. It's so
pretty. Had to let Gregory finish there. Yeah. I apologize, everybody. It was a weird mashup I did right there.
I was going to say, listen for James' mashup coming soon.
Yeah, yeah. It was gigantic for a while there. It felt like everybody was mashing things up. Yes. It was the thing. We couldn't come up with anything
new. I blame
new.
Danger Mouse.
Yeah, really, yeah. We got some fun stuff lined up for you, but I do want to send a shout out to Bill, a great listener of ours, just becoming our newest star of the day.
Yeah.
Thank you to him for listening.
Thanks, Bill.
All you that tried to get in and call in, thank you so much. We're talking penguins, and nobody is surprised.
No one.
According to the Mayo Clinic, roughly 800,000 people a year need medical attention after a slip or fall.
Wow.
That is a gigantic number.
That's a big number. Wow.
And in these winter months and with icy conditions, it can be especially dangerous. Did you know that the best way to walk on ice is to walk like a penguin? Okay. Thanks. The Bengals had this off. It was not walk like an Egyptian. It's walk like a penguin.
Man, they were that close, man. Mm-hmm. That close.
Changing your stride on the ice can really make the difference and help keep you from falling.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how to do the penguin walk. Keep your knees relaxed in an active position so you're ready to react.
Okay.
Point your
feet. Also keep you from fainting.
Yeah, that's right. Don't lock your knees.
Point your feet slightly outward. Get in your waddle stance. Walk slowly while shuffling your feet. Small shuffle steps are best. You don't have to, your feet don't have to leave the ground that much.
Just a little
that
shuffle.
High, okay, that high,
right? All right.
Keep your center of gravity over your feet, so you might be leaning forward a little bit.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And you have to wear a tuxedo. No.
To complete the ensemble. Yes.
The reason these small shuffling steps work is because of friction and gravity. The larger your steps, the more force, which increases the likelihood of a fall.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Science. Cool.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Thank you, science.
Yes, I forgive you, science. No.
I think a lot of us, I think this is a little bit like, and for, you know, forgive me if I'm wrong, because walking and driving are two subjects I'm no expert on. But in one of the things that I remember when I first started driving and my dad being very adamant, Jimmy, you got to watch out for black ice, you got to watch out for black ice, all this. First time and he told me how to handle it, but I didn't really quite understand it. Once I hit the black ice the first time, my instincts took over, and I knew exactly what to do. And I don't know that I really, it really felt like I was taught what to do with black ice. And you just kind of figure it out as your instincts and everything. And if you're, you know, are paying attention to the roads and everything, I feel like this is very similar. Mm-hmm. Where we don't have a lot of people explaining to us how to walk on ice or anything, but you learn. I feel like you learn pretty quick, one way or another.
It's true,
the hard way or not.
I mean, after you take that fall. You know, and I think most people have experienced it. If you live in conditions like this, you know, when you have icy ground, you do. The steps become a lot shorter, and your feet stay together. I mean, it's really funny. What I want to see, though, is I want to see a whole group of people literally walking like penguins. Like downtown, it's not like a street downtown or something. That would be awesome.
I want more.
That would be sweet.
I want so much more of that.
All wearing tuxedo. No.
Yes.
Oh, it's weird wants you guys have. That's just weird.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It's just, you know, small little things to make life more interesting. That's all.
Let's talk to some interesting people and get a listener on the air here with us. Good morning. You're on the show.
Oh, I am interesting. Trust me.
How did I know it was Kevin?
What do you got for us?
Well, it was my job. I mean, obviously, you got to... When you get out of your vehicle, you should have 3 points of contact. Because obviously, if it's icy out there and you're trying to get out of your car and you're trying to sit up, what's going to happen? Your feet are going to go off from underneath. I always use the rule of thumb of walking. I mean, you could say like a penguin, but I always call it like walking like a duck. You know, you waddle yourself across the ice. Try not to, because the worst thing is the shuffle. It's to shuffle your feet, you know, because obviously when you're shuffling, you're going to slide your feet out. I mean, I've taken plenty of falls myself, you know, with work and everything. Yeah, and, you know, with ice fishing, you just got to take your time and try not to try to keep your center of gravity. That's the biggest thing.
Don't be in a rush. Keep
right. Trying to rush is going to be the quickest way to a fall.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I made a comment to somebody this morning about kind of like this, is chiropractors are probably just like the body shop workers in the fall. They're probably loving this time of year because with everybody trying to keep themselves from falling, they're tweaking their back, or if they do fall, you know. Yeah, it's that time of year.
I will say, for a good 3 years working over at Stoiber Healthcare, and a shout out to them and the great work that that team over there does and everything, wishing them happy holidays. This time of year, it was busier than ever. I think maybe it was just the doctors that I worked with or whatever. I think they were maybe, not to speak for them or anything, and frustrated isn't the right word, but maybe more frustrated than anything. Just that they, you know, you do all this work on somebody and they go outside, they're just trying to shovel the driveway and slip, and all that work is done, you know.
Yeah,
not that completely, but you know, I think that I ran into the same thing with my dentist growing up, like just a frustration, just that you have the tools, just use them kind of thing. Now the real question I have here is, am I alone in this? Because I feel like this is when we do slip and fall, it is one of the few times in life where we're all back to being 5 or 10 years old again. We stand up, look around.
Yep.
You look around. You look around. You see anybody see that? Anybody? Yeah, yeah. Every one of us. There's a few moments in life where, as adults, we become children, but that is one of those moments I feel like where we do. I don't think I'm alone on that one.
The only problem is it takes a lot longer to stand up as an adult than it did when you were five.
It sure does. Wow.
Boy, does it. Boy, does it.
The older you get, the slower it gets, yeah.
But sometimes you never realize how fast you can move getting up after you do fall. You know, trying to
true.
Make,
you're motivated.
That's a key point.
And then
right
the pain
there.
Hits, and you're like, "Whoa, that was dumb. That was dumb."
Oh, and it was
moved too fast.
That is universal. That is something I don't care. Young and old, everybody's nodding their head to everything we were just saying.
Yeah, yep.
Kev, appreciate you, man. Safe travels out there, and you have a great weekend.
All right, you guys have a great weekend too.
Thanks, Kevin.
715-424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. Love talking with y'all. Thank you so much, everybody.
Man, we learned so much from our Kevin, our delivery, you know, guy, professional. You know, he gives us so many good tips on things. It's great. I love it.
Hoping that Kev and all of the delivery drivers, semi-drivers, our postal service workers out there, maybe getting a little breather. Maybe it's a little bit lighter. Probably not, but maybe.
Yep.
But it is busier on the other spots in the world, because as we're wrapping up Christmas here, I was curious of looking into, you know, where other Christmases and how they celebrate this throughout the world and everything. I thought it'd be a fun thing to touch on this. And we've all heard of Boxing Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people know that, but there is something called Boxing Day.
There's a thing called Boxing Day, right?
What is Boxing Day? Boxing Day has been recognized as a day to give gifts to servants, to tradespeople, and the poor. That is where it stems from.
Okay.
I don't know if it is still celebrated in the same way or not, but it is still very big throughout the world, especially in you know, Canada and that.
It's in the UK and Australia. UK, they all have. It's a big day. Yeah,
it's a big one. Mm-hmm. You know, as we've there's. It's interesting to me that Thanksgiving has all these things around it. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday, you know, all the Christmas. There's other holidays, I understand, especially Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and everything. Happy Hanukkah to everybody out there.
Yeah.
As far as the celebrating of shopping. It doesn't really happen the same. It's not the same type of thing.
Right.
I don't know. So what about other countries and how they celebrate things? Well, in Japan, KFC is huge.
It is. Yeah. Yes.
Especially at Christmas.
Especially at Christmas, but not just. It's a weird phenomenon, I gotta say.
KFC became a Christmas tradition in Japan because the first KFC store manager saw an opportunity to market KFC as a festive alternative to the lack of traditional Japanese Christmas meals.
That's right.
Again, finding an opening and taking it.
The smart thing. It's like here in the
Marketing
United
States. 101.
Yeah, it's like in the United States. What's like the only place open on Christmas? It's like Chinese places.
Chinese?
Right?
Yeah.
You know, because also, you know, the Christmas Story movie, you know.
The duck.
There's that. Exactly. But it's not only KFC, it's Colonel Sanders, man.
Yeah.
He appears in all kinds of media there. It's very weird, but
and Colonel Sanders and Santa similarities. There's some similarities.
You got the white
there.
Beard, you know. The beard's a little different, but it's still white. You know, got the white hair, got a nice white suit, you know, instead of the red. But
I just thought of Santa with a Southern accent. I love it. I love it. I want that. Oh, I like that. I like that.
Nice.
Where to get this one out of the way real quick? Norway. You can look into that one yourselves, everybody, because they got to change some things in Norway. I'm just going to say that they definitely have to change some things in Norway.
Come on now.
There is some stuff they're doing there. Now, Norway also, Norway folklore tells the story of mischievous spirits and witches flying through the skies on Christmas Eve, causing trouble. Norway's Christmas is a little more about mischievousness.
Mm-hmm.
And Santa's assistant, which they need to change now, like 50, 60 years ago, if not 100 years ago, they need to change.
I think I've heard of this one. Yeah. Know what you mean.
Yeah, you can look that one up yourself, everybody. The Yule Cat in Iceland.
The Yule Cat?
The Yule Cat is a legendary creature that is said to eat children who are naughty or lazy and don't receive new clothes for Christmas. But clothes are the big thing in there.
Well, that would make sense, you know, in colder climes. Cold, you know, clothes, good stuff to have. Warmer clothes, yep.
Ukrainians associate spider webs with good fortune because of an ancient story, which is really cool, actually.
That's really cool.
There's that one. The cobwebs are big over there with that. The Christmas pickle. We've heard of this many times.
Oh, yes. That's what my family does. Yep.
In many countries, a pickle-shaped ornament is hidden at the end of the Christmas tree, and the person who finds it receives an extra present or good fortune.
We get to, the way we do it is the one who finds it gets to open their stocking first. That's what they get to win.
Nice.
That's how they get it. So yeah,
poinsettias are given as a Christmas tradition in Mexico, and they're indigenous to Central America. So that's interesting.
Yes, yeah. And they are beautiful plants, and they're very good at decorating during this time of year.
I happened to work with an Australian for a while and everything. Barbecue, huge. The way that KFC is in Japan, the way we are with maybe ham or some things like that. Barbecue, big. It is not Christmas in Australia without a barbecue.
Right. It's also summertime, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Total barbecue time, yeah.
Christmas on the Barbie.
Yep.
And, of course, there's this one that my nana used to tell Jill and I about when we were kids. La Befana.
Okay.
It's a Christmas witch in Italy who visits on January 5th, and children hang stockings for her to leave her gifts and sweets and distract her.
Oh.
Because in Italy, we're not trying to get kids not to be bad. We just know they're going to be bad, so we're just trying to distract the people that are actually like...
I love that. Oh, that is so awesome. I love it.
Not even necessarily trying to like get kids to be good. It's just kind of like, all right, we understand our kids. All right, we're going to try to distract the witch. We're going to try to distract the evil spirits.
By the way, January 5th is Twelfth Night. That is the final night of Christmas, right before Epiphany. Mm-hmm. So that's why they do it that night. That makes sense.
There are so many amazing and cool traditions around the world. I think these are fun to look into and read and give you some perspective on our own, as well as just appreciating different cultures and different creeds and all that.
100%.
If you have any out there that we have not mentioned, feel free to call us up and get them to us. Anytime between now and the end of the year, I'll take them. We'll take them.
Absolutely.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with more show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.